With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a lot of us are traveling for the New Year's holiday. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
First, the good news, sort of. If you're traveling on Sunday, yeah, that's New Year's Eve day, or Monday, New Year's Day, you'll probably see minimal traffic on the road, says the AAA and INRIX, the data provider. But tomorrow is expected to be a busier than normal Saturday on the roads, as many Americans get where they're going for that big New Year's Eve party. Gas is $3.12 a gallon today. That's about 4 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. Airports are expected to be the busiest over this holiday season than they have ever been at this time of year. AAA says by the time the holidays are over, more than 115 million of us will have been on the move. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump's name will be on the ballot in the Golden State. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
In California, which has the largest number of delegates in the 2024 presidential contest, Mr. Trump was included on the certified list of candidates released Thursday for the state's March 5 primary. Secretary of State Shirley Weber, a Democrat, faced political pressure from many in her party to reject Mr. Trump's candidacy there. But Weber said she was guided by, quote, the rule of law, and indicated the proper venue to resolve ballot challenges was in the courts. Ken Lorman reporting.
Poland's defense forces say an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radars, and that all indications pointed to it being a Russian missile. The defense forces said the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 20 points, the NASDAQ dropped 83. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention made a big decision in 2023.
Delegates to the summer convention voted overwhelmingly to keep the denomination's prohibition on the ordination of women. The SBC also kicked out Rick Warren's Saddleback Church for its violations of that rule. Some people got mad, but Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says, quote, it's a matter of biblical commitment to the scripture that we believe clearly limits the office of pastor to men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Americans are embracing Bible apps. According to the Pew Research Center, more than 20% of U.S. adults use apps or websites to help them read scripture. Nearly 10% of them use those apps or websites daily. The YouVersion Bible app is the most popular. Blue Leather Bible is the customizable study app that allows users to find commentaries in Lexingtons. This is SRN News. North Korea's new reactor at a nuclear site is likely to be formally operational by next summer, according to South Korea. The announcement comes amid concerns that North Korea may use it as a source for nuclear weapons.
A light water reactor at North Korea's main nuclear complex should be up and running by summer, according to South Korea's defense minister. The announcement comes amid worries that the North may use it as a new source of fissile materials for nuclear weapons. The UN's Atomic Energy Agency and foreign experts have had growing concerns recently about North Korea's nuclear program. They say they've detected signs indicating that North Korea had begun operating its light water reactor at the Yongbyon nuclear complex. I'm Karen Chamas.
Burundi's president has accused Rwanda of funding and training rebels behind an attack last week on the village of Gatumba, close to Burundi's border. More at srnnews.com.